The arrest of a German academic has prompted a global campaign on his behalf. His name is André Holm. He is an urban sociologist at Humboldt University in Berlin. 3 weeks ago, German federal police arrested him and a colleague for alleged links to a terrorist organization called Militante Gruppe, or MG, Militant Group. What has led sociologists and anthropologists in Europe and the U.S. to circulate a letter demanding Dr. Holm's freedom is that those links consist largely of his writings. Kate Connolly is Berlin correspondent for the British daily The Guardian, and she's written about this. And Kate Connolly, what is André Holm actually accused of?
Well, he's accused of actually having an association to a terrorist group. It's, as you mentioned, the Militante Gruppe. But according to his supporters, the evidence is very, very flimsy, quite circumstantial.
He has written extensively, I gather, on the subject of gentrification. Give us some context in contemporary Berlin for that.
Yeah, Mr. Holm, he's 36. He's quite a well-known urban sociologist, not just in Germany, but throughout the world. He has made a name for himself with his research into the effect that urban renewal has had on huge areas of residential parts of the German capital since the Berlin Wall fell. Basically, he has been campaigning for a controlled urban renewal that doesn't just mean that the old residents who've lived there for years get pushed out and new rich residents move in.
And what, if anything, does his writing against gentrification have to do with the Militante Gruppe?
According to the Federal Prosecutor's Office, they're suspicious of words and phrases that he has used in his writings. They cite the words gentrification and inequality in his academic papers, and they say that these are terms that are similar to those that have been used by this urban activist organization. In turn, I have to explain, Militante Gruppe has been accused of carrying out various arson attacks in Brandenburg and Berlin over the last few years, mainly targeting areas where this gentrification process is seen to have taken place.
But a large part of the accusation against André Holm, you're saying, is that he, in his writings, criticized gentrification and inequality, and that the MG Militante Gruppe is against gentrification and inequality.
That's it. They noticed in his writings and the literature of the Militante Gruppe that there was a frequent overlap between the words used by him and the group. They said it was a striking resemblance and that it was not to be explained through any other coincidence.
Now, there also, I gather, is an alleged meeting between André Holm and other people accused of being involved in MG, in Militante Gruppe.
That's it. The federal prosecutors are saying that Mr. Holm met twice three men who were also arrested on suspicion of involvement in a particular arson attack. It's also been suggested that at one of those meetings that Mr. Holm went to, that he didn't take his mobile phone with him in order to, say, the federal prosecutors, avoid detection.
Well, is anybody saying that André Holm urged people to set fires to things or to take violent actions against either people or property?
That's being carefully inferred by the prosecutor's office, but his colleagues at the various institutes in Germany and around the world are saying that the allegations against him are quite outrageous.
Is this an example of data mining, of looking for keywords that appear in radical text and in academics' work?
It would appear that something like that is going on, that they've basically looked for patterns between the literature of the MG and Mr. Holm's literature. And they've also cited, to the worry of academics, the fact that he and the colleague with whom he was arrested had access to a library, which they said meant they were intellectually in a position to compile the sophisticated texts of the Militante Gruppe. So they're actually suggesting that he might have been the author of the group's texts. Alarm bells have obviously been ringing in the academic world when they hear such allegations.
Kate Connolly, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's Kate Connolly, who is Berlin correspondent for The Guardian newspaper, talking with us about the arrest 3 weeks ago of German sociologist André Holm.